Drenching rains have pounded communities across northeastern Australia, flooding major highways and prompting over 1,000 people to evacuate. The Australian military flew out the town of Theodore's entire population of about 350 people by helicopter on Wednesday, while hundreds more in other parts of central and southern Queensland state continue to evacuate. Days of torrential downpours have left many communities inundated, with up to 11 inches falling in a 24-hour period in some areas. Flooding has shut down about 300 roads across Queensland, including two major highways to the state capital, Brisbane. The rain has also caused at least $400 million Australian dollars worth of damage to crops across the state, including sunflower and cotton, that were just recovering from months of drought. The Premier of Queensland has launched a disaster relief fund for flood victims with $1 million Australian dollars in state money. Prime Minister Julia Gillard pledged to match that amount with federal funds.
Federal government is there ready to assist in any way which is necessary. But as governments play their part, we know that when Australians have to battle flood and heat, it is community volunteers who bear the brunt of that work.
While days of drenching rain have eased, river levels continue to rise in many locations in the southern and central areas of the state as high waters make their way toward the sea. The Meteorology Bureau has warned that communities downstream face days of uncertainty. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.